Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. What about separation of church and state? In a recent conversation I had with a person concerning some political issues that were bothering him, the question was asked of me, well, what about separation of church and state? The person went on to claim that one should have nothing to do with the other, or in other words, the church should have nothing to do with the state, state should have nothing to do with the church. So let me give some responses. Well, first of all, this sentiment reflects a very common thought of secular people concerning the relationship of religion with government, and it's based on several misconceptions. First, it views church as everything Christian. In other words, it embraces the Catholic concept of one universal church, and even more accurately, it embraces the Protestants' slightly modified version of that same thing, which is an invisible universal church. Secondly, it suggests that the doctrine of separation of church and state is secular, meant to protect the government from religious control. This idea was certainly the farthest thing from the minds of the founders of the United States. The doctrine of separation of church and state is one practiced by the Anabaptists, or the forerunners of Baptists today. It traces as far back as the 4th century, when Constantine declared himself a Christian and the head of the one Catholic universal church in his realm. Many professing Christians welcomed the relief from persecution and happily joined up in Constantine's day. Many others, however, refused, choosing rather to continue suffering persecution than to subject their church to the state. The original objection between Catholics and Anabaptists was, in effect, separation of church and state. In the early days of the developing of the United States, it was the Baptists who presented the doctrine to the founders. It was the urging of the Baptists, whose cause was heralded by James Madison, that the United States recognized no state church but gave every church denomination liberty to either succeed or crumble by freely preaching their ideas and winning converts to their own system of beliefs. It was a group of Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut, that Jefferson wrote the words, "Separation of church and state." Baptists have always held to separation of church and state, and Baptists have never accepted the doctrine of any form of universal or Catholic church. Separation of church and state to the Baptists, or the people who introduced the doctrine to this country, means first that no church denomination has the ability to use governmental power for coercive purposes. Baptists had for too long experienced the weight of governments forcing their ties to go to the state church rather than the church that preached the doctrines that they believed to be biblical, and requiring them to attend services in those established churches for them to have any interest in being a part of a state church system. Separation of church and state to Baptists also means that government has no right of influence over the local church. Each church must be free to preach the Word of God as they believe the Spirit of God leads them to, and to practice their faith in a manner consistent with that faith. And then separation of church and state did not mean to either those Baptists that championed it or to the founders of our nation who included it in the Bill of Rights. And by the way, I mean by that, not in the letter of the phrase, but in the spirit of the amendment, that Christianity and Christian faith had no place in the hearts of the state leaders. The Baptists petitioned, lobbied, and sought to influence those leading in our nation, and the leaders were almost to a man practicing Christians of one denomination or another. No one can understand the true intent of separation of church and state without going back to the ones who introduced it. They meant that no one church denomination should have exclusive influence over the government, and that the government should allow churches liberty to practice their faith as they saw fit, not that Christianity should have nothing to do with government.